Welcome to the Genius Network Show. How to boost your sales using irresistible offers and the secret to bringing people to a buying decision on the spot in any industry with Lisa Sasvich. Lisa Sasvich, the queen of sales conversion, teaches experts who are making a difference how to get their message out and enjoy massive results without being salesy. Recognized sales expert by Success Magazine, Lisa delivers high-impact sales closing strategies for turbocharging entrepreneurs and small business owners to great profits. If you would like access to the full video presentation, the special resources, and the show notes for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/47. That's geniusnetwork.com/47. Recorded live at the Genius Network annual event.
If you love what you do, but you hate the sales part, how many of you do hate the sales part? A few of you? You're going to profit from this next 10-minute talk. My friend Lisa Sasvich is called many things: queen of sales conversions, creator of the Invisible Close training programs, and Inc. 500 fastest growing privately held company 2 years in a row, and seller of $25 million of her own products and services from home with two toddlers in tow. I call Lisa an industry genius. She teaches heart-centered entrepreneurs how, like many of you in the room, to sell without being pushy or salesy. She's a master at creating simple structures that can bring you huge profits fast. You'll love and profit from what she has to say. So the title is Boost Sales Using Irresistible Offers. Give it up for my friend Lisa Sasvich.
Hello. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Awesome. Hello. So we have talked about a lot about marketing, some of the best marketing ideas on the planet in this room. But we all know that if we don't bring people to a decision, no transformation happens. The difference that we really all want to make on the planet doesn't actually get made until people decide yes or no. So what if in the next 10 minutes you could learn how to bring people to a decision on the spot, regardless of what industry you're in any situation? That's what we're up to. The biggest question I get is, Lisa, how have you, from home, with two toddlers in tow, created a company, still from home, that's made the Inc. 500 list of fastest growing companies 2 years in a row? The first year, number 169. Well, this is how I've done it. This is my model. I call it Lisa's seven-figure Love Your Life Blueprint. Because while I'm completely committed to my purpose and entrepreneurs, heart-centered entrepreneurs, being able to make a difference, making irresistible offers, bringing people to a decision, I'm also committed to my lifestyle. Anybody else? Awesome. So as you see, the arrows all point to the irresistible offer. Everything in our business is built backwards. It's reverse engineered. We don't do anything without building it with the end in mind, the end being that point of decision, the real moment of transformation in your business. So whether it's high ticket selling, a one-on-one conversation, possibly in office or on the phone, or you're speaking, this could be live teleseminars or webinars, or online promotion and delivery, the irresistible offer needs to be the starting place. And that's why we're going to work on that together today. I call this the sales conversion machine. And if you're feeling tired or you're spending a lot of too much money on your marketing that's not paying off, this is what's missing, the sales conversion machine. So you ready to dive into irresistible offers? Who wants to know how to make them? It's easier than you think. Here we go. So first of all, I do have to say, I know I have some skeptics. I know JJ was one of the people, JJ Virgin, that brings a lot of people here to Genius Network, a lot of health professionals in the world and in this room. So I want you to know that if you're feeling like your industry might be one where an irresistible offer wouldn't apply, because maybe you'd never hand out an order form, you can't imagine asking someone for a credit card on the spot, that JJ was actually now my best friend, but in 2009, one of the biggest skeptics of all. She was driving from Los Angeles to San Diego to do a talk for 12 doctors. She listened to a CD we had on making irresistible offers. JJ, when she hears something, she implements quickly. That's why she's so successful, right? So she went there, made her irresistible offer to these 12 doctors about installing her health system in their office so they could add a cash element. Guess what? They weren't just interested, they wanted to try it for themselves. JJ held her ground and said, you know what? I can't do it with less than 15 people in the program. They called their spouses, they called their office managers. Before she left, she had closed 15 out of 12, 125% of the room. So I want to invite you, before we dive into how to make an irresistible offer, instead of sitting there wondering, can this work for me, which is a very closed position, I want to invite you to do what they're teaching in my kids' elementary school right now. It's called a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. Anybody else kids learning that? I love it. Anyway, I want to invite you to just write down this question as we're going through this. How can this work for me? How can this work in my industry? And you will have illuminations in the next 6 minutes. So first of all, what is an offer? Before we talk about irresistible, what is an offer? What am I talking about in the first place? So an offer is made up of two parts. Very simply put, there is the transformation that you provide, that unique outcome that is uniquely yours to bring to the market, combined with the way you provide it. We call that your service delivery. For example, Joe's service delivery is we pick 3 2-day weekends out of the year. That's how he provides the unique transformation of incredible networking and incredible marketing. You guys get it? So here's the trick with offers. Think of it as the 90-10 rule, yet another application for the 90-10 rule. You always want to focus 90% of your energy, your copy, your words, your enthusiasm on the outcome or the transformation that you provide, and only 10% on the service delivery, on how you provide it. One of the biggest mistakes that we make, we're heart-centered, we put so much love into everything we do, is we swap those. We get into our offer, and the next thing you know, we're talking about the 6 50-minute calls and the 10 in-office appointments and the 3-day seminar that goes from 8 a.m. to midnight and, you know, 27 hours of learning. Used to work, but people are so overwhelmed these days that we're actually shooting ourselves in the foot with that method. So if you just swap the ratio, 90-10, 90 on the service delivery, 90 on your outcome or transformation, 10% on the service delivery, I could step off the stage and you would all have a big increase in sales conversion right now. I promise. Here's an easy way to remember it. They are buying the destination, not the plane. So stop selling the plane. And I know you love the plane. It took a lot of hours to build it, but they don't care. They want the destination. Stay focused there. So why make an offer? This was brought up earlier. I wholeheartedly agree. It's a disservice not to make an offer. Now, we all know it's a disservice because there's people who need us. We open the realm of possibility by talking about their financial future, their legacy, fill in what you do, right? We open that, but when we don't make an offer, they don't get to step into it. They don't get to say yes to themselves. They don't get that new possibility to become a reality for them. But here's the part that we're missing, okay? The real disservice. When you're out there doing all the wonderful marketing that we all do, and you're not making an offer, please don't shoot the messenger. You are doing the heavy lifting for your competition. And that's why we have 25-year veterans in this room that really should be owning their market space, and the 6-month newbies, the guys who just started out, they're coming in and getting the business because you're educating the market and they're making irresistible offers. So let's fix that. Let me show you the mechanics, exactly how to make your offers irresistible. It's quick, it's easy, but don't mistake it. It's very powerful. So you want to break your offers down always into 3 parts, okay? The first part we call the main dish. The main dish is just the main way that you deliver that transformation or outcome that you provide. So if it's a 3-day seminar, a 90-day plan, an ebook, something online, however you deliver it, that's your main dish. The next we call bonuses. Now, this is where we start to go from offer to irresistible offer. And I've got a couple rules around bonuses. Here they are. They need to be few, as in 1 or 2, maybe 3, and tightly related. So the bonus should actually have something to do with the offer. The person who paid money for the offer, for the main dish, they should want to pay money also for the bonus, and then they get it free at that point. It makes a huge difference, and it can pop sales that you are working hard and following up to ad nauseum to be on-the-spot sales, again, in any industry. In our business, with our Speak to Sell virtual bootcamp, we know that the next problem our clients will have is how to get booked. So the bonus is our Get Booked Toolkit. When people realize that, they jump in right away. And the third one is limiters. And this is where people are losing the most sales and the most time. Limiters, there's really 2 main limiters. Easy to remember, powerful to apply. Time. So the limiter of time. Whether you are speaking on a stage and you want to have people run to the back of the room and the time is this break only, or maybe you're in a corporate environment and, you know, they tell you that it's going to be about 30 days and you suggest that if they could get back to you by Friday before you were to book your next trip out to their area, you'd actually add on an additional half day to train their staff, a $5,000 value. Just let you know. You'd be shocked how much red tape gets passed when you just add that limiter of time in any situation. And the other, quantity. So whether you are selling your new health program and you say the first people that grab this program, we're going to put a pedometer on you right now so you can start tracking your steps and enjoying that transformation today, right? You want to have quantity, whether it's the number of appointments you can take in a week, something real that you create. Time, quantity, you can also combine those. So the bottom line is, if you want to make a difference in the world, which I know we all do, and you want to make great money doing it, you want to sell without being pushy or salesy, structure is what gives you freedom and confidence to make your offers and make the difference you were made for. Thank you so much. Let's get those irresistible offers out. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Genius Network with Lisa Sasvich. If you'd like access to the full video presentation, the special resources, and show notes for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/47. That's geniusnetwork.com/47. If you would like to learn more about the Genius Network annual event, please visit geniusnetworkevents.com. That's geniusnetworkevents.com. Don't miss out on more insights, strategies, and wisdom like this on Genius Network. Subscribe to Genius Network today by visiting geniusnetwork.com/subscribe. That's geniusnetwork.com/subscribe.